In a growing number of states, fathers are lobbying for the right to strike down child support orders in cases where they can prove they are not biologically related to a child. Georgia is the latest state to pass such a law. A similar bill is before the state Senate in California. Fathers' rights groups say the issue is one of fairness, but children's advocates ask fairness for whom? NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Daniel Connors is a medical technician who lives in La Jolla, California. Several years after he divorced his wife, the 39-year-old Connors learned through a blood test that the daughter he had raised as his own was not his biological child. Connors went to court armed with DNA evidence, but says he could not get a judge to nullify his child support order.
Right now I'm paying $1,400 a month in child support for a child that biologically isn't mine, yet I'm also unemployed, and it's very difficult. So I'm borrowing a lot of money from my family, and that's taking a toll on them as well.
Stan DiIorio is chief counsel to California Assemblyman Rod Wright, who has written a bill to correct what DiIorio calls a basic wrong done to men.
The first value and highest value of our court system ought to be truth and justice. And it's an attempt here to put justice back into the system.
The bill easily passed the Assembly, but faces a tougher time in the state Senate. Until recently, most states followed the centuries-old tradition of English common law, which holds that a man is the legal father of any child born to his wife during marriage. When a couple is not married, courts have usually relied on the mother to identify the father. The California legislation would give judges much greater discretion to invalidate a paternity decree based on DNA evidence. Fathers' rights groups, which claim the family courts are unfairly biased in favor of mothers, have taken up this cause. 9 states have already passed legislation. This trend worries Valerie Ackerman, an attorney with the National Center for Youth Law.
It becomes oversimplified when people just say this is a matter of fairness because they're looking at it only from one perspective. They're not looking at what's fair for this child who had nothing to do with determination of paternity.
Ackerman is concerned for children who could lose the only father they have ever known. She says laws already on the books in most states give men a remedy in clear-cut cases of fraud. But where fraud is not at issue, Ackerman argues that men who have established a paternal relationship with a child should not be allowed to pull the plug on it years later, regardless of DNA.
At a certain point, the child's interests outweigh the interests of biology, and the paternal relationship has more to do with factors other than biology.
Dan Connors says he doesn't want to abandon the 10-year-old daughter he helped raise, but he argues in cases such as his, men should be freed from legal obligations to the child.
I believe the man should have a choice in whether they want to help support this child in the future, whether they want to be involved in their life, and financially, the responsibility is on the parties that conceive the child.
Besides California, paternity bills are pending in Vermont, Massachusetts, and Michigan. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.